Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Sun Power Sports, Colorado's largest ATV and motorcycle dealer. We're going to go right to the phones, and I hope patiently waiting is Darby Shanks. Darby, I appreciate you being patient. We are going to take plenty of time because we got lots to talk about at your park. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, first of all, looking at the weather we have right now, I can't help but think it's beautiful where you're at. First of all, tell people where the park is located and describe it.
Sure. We are at Jackson Lake State Park, so we're located about, I would say, about an hour outside of Denver along Interstate 76. Exit is 66 out of Wiggins, and basically you would go 9 miles north of there and be at the wonderful park of Jackson Lake State Park.
Oh, you're absolutely right, and it's a beautiful lake. In fact, that park, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but you have one of the, I think it's top 10 freshwater beaches in the United States. Is that right?
Yeah, I was set by some kind of setup several years ago. So, yeah, we are the top 10, and we also was recognized for the top 15 at one time as well. So throughout the U.S.
Describe that beach. I mean, it's beautiful sand and shallow water.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of, like, when the river gets low, that kind of river sand, very fine. Of course, it gets stuck into every crevice you have on your hands and feet. But with our water level, when it drops, because since we're an irrigation lake, the sand will get exposed, and then it's just wide open sandy beaches with still water, since we are more of a shallow lake is what we would call it.
And you can,
when we're full, it's like average of 9 to 15 in depth.
I mean, you can wade out forever on that beach, and it's beautiful. And I'll bet the water's still pretty warm there.
Oh, yeah. I would say it's probably up in the, 70s still. Maybe mid-70s now.
That's just awesome. I know you have a big event coming up you want to talk about. You want to talk about your big chili cook-off and your Dutch oven, which I think are fantastic. But before we get to it, let's describe the park a little bit more. You've got great camping. One of the things I don't think people realize, because you're out in the Eastern Plains, is they think of these open areas. You have a lot of trees there.
We do, in certain areas for sure. Since we have 6 campgrounds with 259 campsites, 3 of the campgrounds would have more of your trees, the big old cottonwood. The 3 northern ones, I would say, less trees for sure. Those came on to the park, I would say, back in the late 90s, if I remember correctly. So there's mainly just cedar trees up there. And then the cottonwoods are along the shoreline, of course, but our northern ones are a little farther. I don't want to say a little farther, but are set off the reservoir just a little bit more than the ones down in, like, Lakeside, Pelican, the most popular campsites.
Now, you're a great fishing and boating lake. A lot of times this year you're low on water, but I understand you've got plenty of water for boating, and all the ramps are open. Is that right?
That is correct, yes. We're probably around 3 to 3.5 feet below from our full mark. So there is plenty of boating activity out there that's going on. We'll probably foresee going being open to boating throughout our season, which is October 31st is usually the last day that you'll be able to put motorized boats out there.
Well, and I think another thing that'll mean is that there's going to be boating right into that great fall fishing bite that you can get up there. How's the fishing right now?
It's still been hit and miss, but I do know it's picked up a little bit with the cooler temperatures, especially in the evening. And then, you know, you have those crisp mornings. So that's been nice. I've heard a few more, you know, walleye might be taken. The wipers are still are being caught, but some are still undersized. But there's been a lot of drums being taken right now. So.
And you have catfish and you have crappies, and it's a great fishery. And it's just a great place to be. But let's talk about your event. You have an event every year. It's a Dutch oven and chili cook-off. Tell us about that.
All right. So this is our 9th year that we're having it. So there's a total of 8 categories, 6 of them being Dutch oven only. So every meal has to be prepped in a Dutch oven. And then we have one that's also called the chili category. That one doesn't have as many rules. It doesn't have to be in a Dutch oven. It can be in a crock pot. And then, of course, we have a cowboy coffee one that's more in the morning time when the event kind of kicks off. Anybody's interested that can come around and taste it. And it's a People's Choice Award on that category.
So tell us, I was going to say, tell us the timing of the event.
Yeah, so most of the cooking starts off at 8 a.m. on Saturday. That will be happening on the 21st of September. And then the judging for those, there's each category, since we have six categories on the Dutch oven part and one with the chili, the first one for judging starts at 12:30. And then every half hour is a new dish for the judges to taste. And then eventually about 4:30 is when all the judging is complete, and we open it to the whole public. It's free to eat. The only thing they have to purchase is a park pass for coming into the park.
Well, and it's,
we like to get rid of our food who's ever participating. So, and we also give the top three prizes for each category from our wonderful donors that have contributed this year. So.
And you know, people come out, they start out the cowboy coffees in the morning. They can actually talk to the people while they're cooking. They just don't get to taste or eat it till after it's judged, right?
Correct.
And
you get
to see these techniques. What's the most interesting thing you've ever seen cooked in a Dutch oven?
Well, I don't know. Interesting. It's all pretty good food. It's all
something unusual that you wouldn't expect.
Let's see. Oh, wow.
All right, I won't put you on the spot, but they do make just a variety of stuff, don't they?
They do. I mean, it's from, you know, anywhere from cakes. I mean, like a lot of the, we have a youth category, so anybody under 16 with a, you know, a parent there, most of them, I'm going to say they're going to make desserts, but there are once in a while they'll have a side dish or a meat dish there with the youth. Last year was our biggest youth group, which was awesome. I believe we had over 15 participants in our youth. We try to limit most of our categories to 10, but, you know, when we're trying to welcome our youth into getting out and cooking outdoors, we were willing to provide a few more entries on the youth area.
All right. We're going to run out of time real quickly. What's the date of the cook-off?
September 21st.
All right. And that's next weekend. And now, real quickly, you have hunting opportunities there, right?
We do. We have teal season just open today. So there's a couple ponds on the state park side. It is open 7 days a week. You would have to have a park pass to come into the park to access that. And then you have the North Shore line as well.
Go ahead.
And then, of course, we have the Jackson Lake Wildlife Area, which is located on the northeast corner of Jackson Lake State Park. That's open 7 days a week. There are several ponds over there. There is a self-serve, like, check-in, check-out with each zone. And then there's one more state park that's in proximity of Jackson Lake, which is Andrick Wildlife Area. And that does have reservations. So it is limited reservations. It's on Saturday and Sunday, Wednesdays and legal holidays. And we do encourage hunters to sign up. You can only sign up 14 days in advance, no further out than that.
And the last thing I want to ask you, and we got Michelle Sieber waiting. And Michelle, we're going to get to you and give you lots of time, I promise. Is there a lot of doves up around you? People are hunting doves right now.
I'm not going to say a whole lot. It's been kind of spotty. I would say, if there's a watering hole close, there's going to be a few more doves than out in the open for sure. I've been seeing influx of them, truthfully.
All right. We have to go, Darby. We are way over, but thank you so much. Next week's your big cook-off, Dutch Oven. I'm sure there's information on the website and Facebook, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend.
You bet. That's Darby from Jackson Lake State Park. We are way over, but when we come back, Michelle Siebert's going to take us to Bar Lake right here in the metro area on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors and 104.3 The Fan.
Oh. You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.